Hey everybody, Luxury Sai here, and welcome to Power Players Have Manners. I am in the process of changing platforms over to how we record the shows, how they're uploaded through Spotify, and then how they feed out. So prayerfully, you're hearing this episode that it's clear, it's it doesn't have an intro yet, but I don't want to delay getting my shows out because everything is not perfect. I have learned that perfection is, how does that quote go? Perfection is the friend of procrastination or something along those lines. I need to get these shows out. I need to get them flowing through the ecosystem, through the atmosphere. And I'm not going to delay just because things are not absolutely perfect. So I have been podcasting since June 26, 2008, and have gone through many iterations, so many different types of equipment. And so, you know what? This is just another way that my show is evolving. So today is going to be kind of a quick show, but I did a blog post. So you can log on to Etiquette HPX or the etiquetteacademy.info. Or even luxuryside.com. They all kind of point to the same places. But anyway, the point is this. I had an experience the other day and I just had to do an episode on this. What is the new etiquette for tipping? This is an issue. And when I was writing the blog post, I felt some type of way and I put quotes around it. And I said, you know, I don't know who's going to hear this, but, you know, when somebody tells you they feel some type of way, not type of way, type of, T-Y-P-A way, I felt some type of way. I knew right then I had to do a show about it. And so here's what happened. A friend of mine invited some of her close friends out to dinner to celebrate her birthday. It was just going to be a fun night. I'm just going to say Dave and Buster's, but that's not where we were. It was a Dave and Buster's-esque type of place. So it was fun. There were drinks flowing. It is still Ramadan for me, so I'm not engaging in any alcohol. I have not had any alcohol. And actually, I'm recording the show on the day of Eid. So I'm very, very excited about that. So I didn't have any alcohol that night. And, you know, but I ordered a meal. It was after final prayer. So I was able to eat with everybody. I told her I was going to be a few minutes late and she was fine. And just, let me just say this, and I'll probably do a podcast episode on that. If you are a Muslim and you're fasting, we need ways to explain to people how we cannot go out for lunch or we have to meet for dinner at a later time. Luckily, my friends who know me are very respectful and mindful. So that's not really a thing. But for some people, especially when it's a work outing, it could be. So anyway, we went out. The restaurant billed us separately, which was pretty cool. But here's where it got a little janky. I received my bill. No problem. It was perfect. I paid for my food and I ordered a Sprite. Done deal. And then I brought her a gift and then everybody chipped in to cover her meal. So we cash apped her son. It was her son. So that was easy. So I'm scrolling down, perused the bill. I mean, it was a very short bill. It was just my food. And I was about to add the recommended 20% tip on the bottom. It gives you 15%, 18%, I think 20%, and then custom. So as I was just, my eyes just went to 20%. I'm going to default, pay the 20%. And I, you know, my eyes gazed up and I realized that they had already put a tip on the bill. That's strange. It doesn't matter. It is what it is, you know. $12.83 had already been added. I was just going to add, make my whole bill, make the tip the 20%, but $12.83 had already been added. So now I was getting ready to tip on this new total. And it brought my bill to just under $100. And I'm like, wait a minute. One thing I ordered, my entree was $45, and then I ordered an appetizer for $13. So I was like, wait, that's only $58. How did we, and then my soda was probably like, let's just say $3 or $4. So how do we get from $55, $60 to just, I think it was like $96 if I had added that 20%. That's like a $40 tip for a $60 meal. That is a 60% tip. I was like, wait a minute, the numbers are not adding up. But then what happens is you don't want to be the one that's sitting at the table, especially since I probably ordered the least amount of food, splitting hairs. So I just added the 20%. It brought my bill to just under $100. But I was like, wait a minute. Should I add an additional tip on top of the amount already included? And so that's when I decided to just write the blog post and share, because if I'm feeling that way, I know other people are as well. And then as an etiquette consultant, I'm sure other people are going to seek my advice, my counsel, my wisdom, and here are my thoughts. What was the service? Evaluate the quality of service that you received. Now, here's the thing. Our service was not that great, but I think he did the best he could. There were a lot of us, and they said they were understaffed. But that notwithstanding, I remember asking the difference between the crab legs that they were offering, and there were many options. And I said, well, can you tell me the difference between these two, please? And he was so honest. He was like, honestly, ma'am, I don't even know. I was like, wait, what? I said, sweetie, how do you not know? Like, I just want to know the difference so I know which ones I want to order. He said, ma'am, I haven't been trained. And I felt so badly that he had to honestly share that he hadn't been trained, that I just said, you know what, let me order X, Y, and Z. And I ordered something different. But I just thought it was so strange that he, number one, he hadn't been trained. They gave him a very large party. There were probably about 20 of us. He was also training two other people. So we had two trainees taking our orders and checking on us and trying not to get our orders mixed up. But I mean, if you're at a point where you have to explain, and it was a crab place, I'm trying my best to not say where I was, but it was a crab place. And so if it's a crab place and they don't even train you on the difference or the distinctions in the taste or the texture of the different crab legs, I was like, I just felt badly for him. So he was great, but there clearly could have been more room for training. So you have to evaluate your service quality, and then you have to look at what are customary practices. Where are you? Where are you in a high-end restaurant? Are you at a dive? Like, just where are you? Customs regarding tipping vary greatly from one region to another. Some places tipping isn't expected, while others it's like customary to tip generously. I go to Italian. I love Italian food. I love ethnic food, period, but I do love Italian food. And that is a place where I generously tip. And I'm not talking Olive Garden because that's fast casual. I'm talking a real, like if you've been to Carmine's in New York City, there used to be one, a Carmine's in Atlantic City, where they serve family style. So they'll bring out these huge bowls and plates of pasta and food and just set it in the center of the table. I love Carmine's actually. Last time I was there, I was with my friend, Rolanda Watts. I got to say hi to her. Rolanda, hey darling. But she and I went to Carmine some years ago. That was the last time I was there, pre-COVID actually. But anyway, personal budget. Consider your own budget and your own financial situation. If you can afford it and you feel the service warrants it and you are feeling the vibe of the place, just tip generously. I am going to say tip generously anyway. My son, when he was in high school, he was working at this restaurant where we lived in New Jersey called Friendly's. It was a restaurant, like a little diner place that served ice cream. And I remember, I think he was in 11th grade, he came home with a $45 tip and he was over the moon excited. So some guy had come in and brought a girl on a date and tipped my son $45. Maybe he's, young black man in high school trying to, buy a pair of sneakers or whatever the situation was. I mean, that particular son I have now, he's well into his 30s, but $45 is still a lot of money. And I just remember his face and he says, Mom, I'm going to work harder. Maybe somebody else can give me a tip. And so that was the tipping point, no pun intended, for me to really the impetus for me to tip more generously than I have, because you never know how it impacts the server and impacts their life and what they're saving for, what they need, what bill they need to pay. So that's my thing. But the last thing I want to share is just understanding the included tip. Just understand what the tip covers. I know for us, I thought that they were going to put it on one bill, to be really, really honest. So when they started bringing us individual bills, I was a little shocked. But it's all good. Just understand, if you're going out to a restaurant, that means you have a couple dollars to spare and to spend for a good meal, company, laughs, drinks. pay for your time, pay for that experience. It was my friend's birthday, and the last thing I want to do is be the one squinting, putting on readers, trying to decipher a bill. Just tip. Ultimately, it's a personal decision based on your own experience, the service you received, and your willingness to just tip additionally, over and above. If you're unsure, you can always ask the staff or the server to explain the bill to you. But do you really want to be the one at the table splitting hairs because you ordered a soda or this was cold or that was cold? I mean, that's definitely not classy. And if I go out with anybody and they start splitting hairs and want discounts off the bill, I promise you, we will never go out again for a meal. After I finish recording this podcast, I'm actually getting ready to go have lunch with somebody, and I'm already prepared to pay for our meal. She may try to pay, but I'm already prepared because I want to do business with her. And so, there's something special about enjoying company and eating out. It's very social, but just really be mindful of the optics of it. And just my final word is tip generously, or don't go. Tip generously. So, anyway, thank you for listening to Power Players Have Manners. Always remember, we shall pass through this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.